Okay. Morning. Tafresh Nun Ches Sivav. Lo Yitnenu B'Yom Rishon LaKotan. Because it's a Din Lachem, so on Yom Rishon we don't, should not give it to a Kotan. Kodim Shiyatzeva, before you are Yoytze. Meshar Kotan Koine Ve'inu Machne L'Acheim Min HaTorah. There's a Kotan, he could be Koine, because it's Dasacher Smachne, whatever, it's different reasons. Midaraisa, he's Koine. However, since he doesn't have das to be machne, he can't be machne la'acher min ha'toyer. Nimsa shimher zirulo en ha'mukhzar. If he gave it to him, give it back to his father, give it to whoever, it's not mukhzar, and therefore it's not lachem, and therefore he's not yoytze. Yesh b'sha'oimer, she'im higia la'oina tzapuato yismutar. However, there are those who are around him. The Ran, who says that if he gets to Onus HaPuotos, which is around 6, 7, then Mutter, because then he has a Din of Kinyanei Derabbana. At a certain age where he can do some, like a cotton can do some basic business, basic Kinyanei Derabbana, so too it's also to steal from a cotton who's that age, because it's been Darkei Shalom. It's a Xelemi Derabbanan that he has some sort of ownership. So therefore, the Shiloh over here is if he can be Maximi Derabbanan, so the way that works, it works in general, is the Hefker Bezin Hefker. So therefore, if Chachamim were Masakin, a Kenyan for him, it works behind the scenes, Hefker Bezin Hefker. And Hefker Bezin Hefker will create a Din Deraisa. And it would work. Again, we try to be machmir like the first shita, but v'di'eved, you would with this. V'mtayvus imatinok, if you just hold it with the tinok, kivan shelo yotza miyadoi shapir domi, since it never leaves his hands, so there's no actual kinyan, so therefore it's okay. Shaila is, can you just be mashil the larger medium to a kid for chinuch? The point over here is you want to mechanech your kid, right? The question is, can you say here I'm lending it to you because then he doesn't really own it? So is that called chinuch? So there is about the Mishmur brings a machlekes. Rav Moshe is mazmer the machlekes. What's the mitzvah of chinuch? Is the mitzvah of chinuch to train your child in mitzvahs, or is the mitzvah that he has his own personal mitzvah in the same way that the father has Godel has a mitzvah and he has to bekayem it in the same exact way? It's a mitzvah derabbanan on a kid who is roi for chinuch to go ahead and do this mitzvah. So if it's just to train him, so you want to train him how to do nanuim and stuff, so fine, be mashal him. He'll learn how to do it, and that's fine. But if the point is that he has a personal chiv midrabbanon to do a mitzvah, so then that wouldn't be enough. You'd have to go ahead and machne it to him. Again, matan masahachzir, there's a machalik between the Ksais and the Sivis about whether that by Kotan, whether the Kenyan goes back automatically, and the Ksais says that Taka, it would work by Kotan to give him a Tana Sa'achzir, but the other Paiskim are Cholkim. Sizayin, Shutfim. Right, what you should do with, again, you have a Kotan, is you should be sure you Yotze first, and then give it to him. That's all. That's the easiest way to deal with it. Zayin shutfim, and so too, give it to your kid. You should give it to your wife first, because if your wife wants to be yotze, you know she only has a mitzvah, but akupani, you don't give it to her, if you give it to a kid first, he can't be machin it to her, and then that would also be an issue. Zayin shutfim shekano lulav or esvik b'shutfus. Let's say you have Arbamini and someone decide to go in together and buy it. So to us, ain't echem hem yoytzei veichavaso b'yom arishoin ad shehitin al chelko b'matana. Shutvim, it's that lachem is not shutvus. Lachem means everything is yours. So therefore, And neither of them are yotze unless they say, okay, here, you it's just like any other matana, okay, my chelik is yours, the matana, like you own the whole thing. However, if they're kind it for the mitzvah, that's only. This is only a problem if they I don't. Let's say they have a business, right? Let's say they have a pardes and you have shutrim in a pardes, have a meeting, whatever it is. So then you decide to go ahead and you're gonna, you know what? You like this one on Yom Tov, and we own all the schar anyway, so we'll just use it. So if you have a partner, then it's a problem. But if they went in together to the store and they bought it tzarich mitzvah, yotzei min hastama, because that was how the shutvus was set up. The shutvus was set up originally when they bought it together, that memela he's going to be yotzei when the other person, you know, when he takes it. For example, I think the grubbing zarayah from the Gemara says, but if someone's shutvus mudri ana. So when a shutif, from that one of the shutifim walks into the other, you know, into the land which is owned together, so automatically either the whole thing becomes his or wherever he walks, whatever, it's a shayla, but al kapanim, automatically it's understood that when that person uses that area, that it's fully his. And when the other person uses it, it's fully his. So to over here, that's how they set up the shutfus, and therefore that's okay. But still, the Shabur says afal pk. It's still to be yotzei deraisa. It's still better to say otam asahzi or whatever. It's better to cover all your bases over here. Ches ha'achim shekanu esvaregim mitvisas abayis, brothers who buy lo arameinim from the estate, but not lo echem, and they're all shutfim. Not lo echem hem esrog v'yatzaba, and one of them takes an esrog to be yotzei with it. Im yachol lo achlo, v'ein achim machpidim b'kach yotzei. If it's in a situation where, let's say, it wasn't sukkis, and he could take this esrog and eat it and do what he wants with it, and no one of the other brothers will say, hey, that's mine, I wanted that, whatever, or even better, they go to, that's when they're kids, they go better when they go to Beis Din and they start screaming and shouting at each other about Yerushas and things. So then, if they're not Machpid, Beis Din Hashem, then the Yotze, V'im hayu Machpidin lo yotza achin in lo chalkom amatana. But if they're Machpid, then they have to get, if in general they're makbid, that they have to make a cheshbin. Anytime someone takes something from the estate, something small, every little coin, everything is, oh, wait, this is what's mine, this is yours, then he's not yotze. Until they give it to him b'matana. V'afal pi she'im ochlo e'im akpidin alav, but even if he actually ate it, there wouldn't be makpid. Shekol she'ein sham me'isa min e'mi chilasam v'stam. Did I skip a line? I did skip. V'im kana ze esrog v'ze parish v'ze shekonu ke'echad. Let's say this guy bought it. Let's say one of the brothers bought a esrog and one bought, I'm not sure what a parish is, a different fruit. He bought an apple. Oh, shekonu ke'echad esrog rimoin. Parish, and they bought an esrog, a rimon, and a parish. It's Jesus of Bias. They went to the fruit shop and bought a bunch of fruit. Then he's not yotze until they give him his chelik b'matana, because all the fruits are all bought when zekenegid zeh. They're bought b'shutvus. Afal pi she'im achlo imakirin lav. Even though, they went fruit shopping, and if he eats this one, he's not gonna care. However, v'shekol she'ein sham yoisa min, since there's not another esrog over here, e'im chilasam b'stam moelis, because they bought this guy bought a nectarine, this guy bought an apple, this guy bought the esrog, and you can eat the whole nectarine, you ate the whole thing, I wanted a piece also, so it's stam is there's no mechila unless you say b'feirish. However, if there's more esrogim, Afilo hay maula me acher, even this one's a nice esrog. We can also bestam oelas v'she'ene makpidi, because the mice they have, you know, they have a second one. It's not the only one from the estate, only one in the house. So therefore, and then they're mechilas and bestam. They don't have to say I meichel you. That works because you know that he can assume. Well, they have another esrog. Test. That which is a minig in a place where they don't have esrogim, shekola kal konim esrog b'shutvus. So the whole kehila buys when they bought one to esrogim b'shutvus. Hatam, it's a minig. Hatam, why is it work? What? When shekivan shekanu lotzeis boy, mistava havi kehilu pirshu shekola kal noisim chelkan lachomi shenaitloi. Lotzeis boy, avnashi achziru lahem. That it's mistama. It's ki'ilu like the case of the shutvim before. It's ki'ilu when they went into shutvus aldas kain that whoever takes it is going to be a matana almanas lahachzir. That whoever takes it, it's going to be like we said before. If someone gives it to someone mistama, it's a matana almanas lahachzir, and therefore it's going to go back into the shutvus. And that would be okay. Hagav and the Gavin Ma'os Esrog Lefi Mamon, and this, according to this Minig, then just like any other Tzarech Ha'ir, it goes according to a person's net worth. The Hidur Mitzvah Munach Tfei Al Hashim Yalanim. General, it's a din it's a different dinim in how much a person has to go ahead and. People have to pay for taxes or different parts, shmir of the city, things like that. It's in Barbasra. But Ashirim take a bigger chalik than Anim, right? The Isha Ptura Militain Lamal says, so you have, say, a single girl, single woman, whatever it is, she's Palter. From Malus Esrog, however, in Chayavas boy, since she's not. If she's not chayiv, however, if she wants to also do a bracha on it, then she does need to go in b'shutfus, because she can't make a bracha if she doesn't own the esrog. I don't know if she has kids, if she wants to give it to her kids, it could be also that she wants her kids to be yotzei midin. Even if it's after everyone, even though it's still, she would have to put money in. V'chol adam yishtadu yezoriz b'mitzvah liknas esrog v'lulav levad. It's a mutzal on a person to try his best to go ahead and to buy lulav and esrog, his own personal lulav and esrog. V'kayim a mitzvah kitikna, so he could be kind of mitzvah b'tikna, because the Ramah says people don't always know all these dinim. You have to learn tafresh and ches. So, choshim mishpat and kinyanim, who knows these things? So therefore, a lot of mistakes can happen. It's better if you just have your own lulav and esrog, and then you don't have any. You don't have to worry. You don't have any issues about these things. Just like I mentioned before, I'm a sopik. Like I said, Shaila is asking a goy to bring in or a person's coming to the hospital. Can he bring a lulav and esrog if there's other ones available to borrow? So, it's fine, but I have a tzad to say, because since there's always a tzad that people won't, a person has a tzad, some of their rice over here, and there's a tzad that he won't get it properly, this guy won't have proper das, maybe you don't know the halacha well, things like that, it could be there is a tzad to say that there's, Shaila has to be asked, but there's more of a push to be matir, because it's not just like, oh, it's nice to have your own thing. There's something to it. However, that's what about the first day is Shabbos? So then it's already Shabbos. Then after that it's only Dinei Derabanan. What do I have to go ahead and I'll just go on b'shutvus to someone else. A few people will get a nice one. Get out cheap. It's still the Mishnah verse. It's an Indian of showing your, especially Luv and Esrog, Hiddur Mitzvah, Avas Hashem, whatever you want to say, Avas and Mitzvahs, that to buy your own. Fine. Also, I saw an interesting shiloh that if a person, you know, that if it goes to lachem, that a person has money to go ahead and he wants, you know, to buy a lulav and esrog for a chashuv person, a nice one, or ani, someone who doesn't have, or he has, or the other option is to buy his kids a lulav and esrog, that he has to buy his kids because it's a day of lachem and he has a mitzvah of chinuch mutal on him. And there's an idea of you have to be lachem means you're choshish for yourself, that it has to be lachem and you have to think about you and your family first, because then after that you have to think about other people. It's an interesting din over here. Tafresh Nuntas Kriyas HaTorah Motzin Shnei Svarim on the first day Be'echel Korim Shor Chesev, the first you read in Parshas Amor Shor Chesev Parshas Amor Uvesheni Korei HaMaftir. Sheni reads Maftir, Korbanos. Rabbi Sheni, second Sefer Torah, we read Maftir of the Korbanos and Masafim. Rabbi Chemisha asal Yom Lachodesh Hashvi. Maftir b'Zecharia, hinei Yom Ba, because the Torah says that on Sukkot is when Gog and Magog is supposed to be. So it's a start, it's supposed to be. I know, but as Hashem, this Sukkot, they will finish, Muhammad's and whatever, should be Zaycha to it. But Al-Khufanim, but that's it's supposed to start. And therefore, just like on Pesach, when Tchias Amesim is supposed to happen. So on Shabbos Chol Hamoed, Pesach, you read about Tchias Amesim in Yechezkel. So too over here, the first day we read about the dramatic haftarah of Zechariah when Harzeisim splits and whatever. That's Hashem. Fine. Seder Kafas Abima. Nogin Lahalo Sefer Torah of the Dinei Shanas. Tafresh Samech. Nogin Lahalo Sefer Torah al Bima. The minig is to go ahead and to take a Sefer Torah on the Bima. La Kifa. And to go ahead and to walk or do a circle around it once per day. And the Shvi you go around seven times, Zecher LeMikdash, just like you did in the Mikdash. Again, seven times is Zecher for, Yeshua and Yericho and Yanim. And a lot of stuff when it comes to Hoshanas and things, there's a lot of Inyanim, which go behind all these minhagim and stuff, and neviim and cheshbonos, achopanim. There is a shaila about what's the ikar, the Sefer Torah or the bima? Meaning, let's say there is, you know, do you, if there is no bima, let's say, can you take a Sefer Torah from somewhere else and go around it, or is the bima is like the mizbeach? Like, what's the ikar over here? Is it going around Sefer Torah? Or the bima? If you don't have a Sefer Torah, can you still go around the bima? Because it's like a mizbeach. There's a discussion about that. I mean, I think, and I don't know if there's any iser, but it's a question of a chiyuv. Also, someone's by themselves, and someone's dying via chidus. Is there an inyan to take a chumash or something, put it on the shtender, and walk around? So it could be this idea of bima or something like that. So it could be it's meinze. Like if it ain't the mizbeach, but if it's chazdafka sefer Torah, so then like the mask here, like the mikdash and stuff, so then it could be it's not. There isn't. Hagal motzin shiva sefer Torah al bima b'yom shvi. The meaning was at some point to bring out seven sefer Torah on yom shvi. V'yeshu kol shemotzin kol sefer Torah sheba heichal kadu by simchas Torah. They bring everything out of the heichal. Hakinol gur medina seilu, but we don't do that. We just take one out. She makifin it's a mizbeach. Because they used to go around the Mizbeach. Right, going back to Zechel and Mikdash, Shai Makifin as a Mizbeach.
You have
Ein Noagim
Kin?
Hachi Noagim Kin.
We
do? I don't think so. No, I mean, depend. I haven't seen that. I guess it depends on the shul. Shai Makifin as a Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach is the mark of the Mizbeach. Ha'kofos Tzad Yamin, and you go towards the right, which is counterclockwise.
Well, yeah.
You walk to your right. I don't counterclockwise. So that's a discussion about you. You always pone liyomi. Wherever you are, you put your right foot. You pone liyomi. Yeah. Shabbos, ein Makifim, was sind Sefer Torah, al Bima, on Shabbos, we don't do Hoshanas, so we don't Makif, we don't do a Hakafa, but we do say, do Hoshanah, some people don't make it say Hoshanah, it's fine, don't say, I don't know, whatever. But al Kopanim, we open the Arum and say Hoshanas. But no, Beis Nogin, Lahakif, Afish, Ein, Lulav. The Mechaber says that the meaning is to be makif, even someone who doesn't have a lulav. However, Hagav Yeshem Shemisha Ainlo Lulav Ainu Makif. Some say if he doesn't have a lulav, then he doesn't makif. Okay, no, again, because you're not part of the klal. You're not. Part of the klal is everyone's the same. Or the idea of doing hakafas in a circle is al klal yisol shove. If it's a circle and everyone shove, you don't have a lulav and esrog. So you're not shove. V'yom Hashvi Naitlim Harovim Aluv LaHakif. We'll see more about that in Hilchos Hoshana Rabba. The Arizal says not to do that. Mi she'era, not to take the Rabba with the luluv. Mi she'era lo ovil b'chag einu makif. Someone who comes an ovil in the chag is not makif. V'chein ovil kol yubis chodesh or oviv. V'chein nagu an ovil is not makif because the pasuk is smacht in zayin Hashem elokeichem. And that's the ikur simcha of the chag, because what the girl says, v'shas hakafa, the hakafas with a lulav and esrog, that's the simcha of the chag. I know we don't see it, but it's something to think about, that's the simcha. It's like dancing. It's like we dance in a circle. It's like this idea of like dancing and there's a certain amount of simcha a person has to have. And therefore, an ovel who doesn't have simcha is michutz l'zeh. He can't be in the circle, can't be in this makom simcha, can't be in the circle with everyone else, so he can't do hakafos. And the minig is to give him the sefer, if there's an oval, to give him the sefer Torah, but even if he doesn't have the sefer Torah, then he still can't do hakafos. Unless they say he's a ravayir, the rav of the shul, then it's like Vavilas for Hesia. If he's not doing hakafos, then. It's obvious. It's like Revelus for Farhestia, and then it would.
Anybody, unless he gave his lulav away.
Yeah, maybe he put it. Maybe he should put his lulav down. Whatever. Then he's not holding a lulav b'shaito, but the rav has to do it. This didn't also apply by hakafas and simchas Torah. That if the rav's the ovel, he can do hakafas because that's Revelus for Farhestia. Someone's an ovel, he shouldn't do hakafas. And Simchas Torah just finished Gimel. Yesh Misha Omer Shein Omer Hoshana B'Shabbos L'Nagu Kein. There are some sheikhs who say that you don't do Hoshanas on Shabbos because the kids are going to hear it and they're going to think, grow up thinking, oh, you're going to do Hakafas on Shabbos. But Ein Lo Nagu Kein, that we're not choshish for that, and we do say Hoshanas on Shabbos.